With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. Tomorrow is the extended deadline to file 2019 income taxes. Next year, some undocumented families will qualify for the first time for California's tax credit program for low-income workers. As KEZU's Erica Mahoney reports, this seemed like a stretch in late May when KEZU News first reported on this.
The program won't help all undocumented workers, only those who have at least one child under the age of six. Even so, Tim McManus, a local organizer, says this is a critical investment in essential workers.
You know, the Monterey Bay region, we have a significant number of families who will qualify for this.
McManus is with the Industrial Areas Foundation, a network of faith and community leaders. It estimates tens of thousands of undocumented workers will benefit across the state. The expanded tax credit program is part of California's new budget. Previously, undocumented workers did not qualify because they needed a Social Security number. Now, those with a young child can use their taxpayer ID number. They qualify for two tax credits, and depending on their situation, those credits could total up to $2,600. Advocates call it a victory, considering the budget's $54 billion shortfall. In fact, Governor Gavin Newsom's budget proposal in May did not include these tax breaks for undocumented workers. Here's State Senator Bill Monning.
It'll put money into the hands of hardworking essential workers who right now are really on the ropes.
Monning says the next step is to inform undocumented workers about the change. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.